Hey friends, welcome to Mountain Woman Radio. I am your host, Tammy Treyer, and today is episode number 253. And I want to talk to you today about the power of community. I know we talk about it a lot in varying different ways and little snippets here and there, but having community is important, whether that's local, whether that's online. Though I want to do some heavy duty encouraging this week. You know, this past week we experienced some major internet outages. I think that that's just the beginning. And as much as I don't ever want to lose connection with you, and we're going to go to great lengths and efforts to make sure that we can keep our connection, I do want to encourage that you have local community. And that can be hard. Right now, I'm noticing such unusual behaviors in people. I think that there's a lot of scared and fearful people out there right now. I think that there's a lot of people that are uncertain how to deal with their fears and their worries. And they just say some pretty unusual things. So I want to remind you to work out of a place of love and grace, but also to really pull into God and ask Him to guide you to the right people for you. He will do that. He will also bring the right people to you. I've been very blessed in my walk in that God removed people that needed to be removed, and He has blessed me immensely with the people that He's brought to me that I asked for. And that's important. So be very prayerful on seeking those people in your local community and area to form a community for yourself. It's important to have those people locally that we can huddle with, that support us, that are there to love on us and pray for us. But it's important that we are connected with the right people. You know, sometimes people are out there connecting, looking to feel like they're a part of something, but they're not connecting with the right people. And it's important. You want to be surrounding yourself with the people that are going to nurture your soul, that are going to lift you up, that are going to be honest and speak life into you, but also at the same time love you as they're doing that. You want to be connected with the people that make you happy, that you connect with, that you feel connected to. Not just people that you're trying to please or that you're people pleasing your way to connection. That's not the community that I'm suggesting. Community is when you are surrounded by people that just totally get you, you get them, and it just feels good. It's a heart thing. That's the kind of community I'm talking about. Now, today's podcast is probably going to be shorter than others, but I also do want to encourage you to surround yourself with the right people online as well. I have created a community years ago, and we have been existing and enjoying one another's company for a long time. My goal with my community has always been for it to be a haven, for a place that people can come and commune and fellowship and feel connected, supported, loved, huddled around when they need it, that you can come and ask for prayers, that you can come ask questions and you're not judged for the questions you're asking or the prayers you need. And I'm super excited. We are in the process right now of amping up our community, relocating it also to a friendlier platform, and creating a space that you can not only have the community you need, but also the resources and the knowledge and the education that you need. In my community, you will find my membership area where you can access all of our courses on off-grid living, homesteading, preparedness, wilderness survival. I also am encompassing my faith-led healing side of things into the same community, a little bit separate, but they're all together. They're all accessible. They're all available to you that you can also educate yourself on health and wellness and healing. There will be opportunities to gather in live settings. There will be opportunities to participate in educational workshops. And you will also have the opportunity to be a part of my once a month podcast interviews, where I will be bringing people on that are going to continue to expand what I'm already offering, to continue to nurture your soul, to continue to provide the information that you need so that, you know, maybe things that I can't offer you, but they can. I'm going to be selectively choosing these guests, and you will be able to come into the Zoom and watch us live as we are recording. And then you will have the opportunity at the end of the recording and the podcast to ask your questions. There will be so many things available to you, but the greatest blessing I feel is the people that God is bringing together. We have such a tremendous community. In all these years, I've never had to throw in a white flag and separate people or reprimand anybody from posting out of line. It is just such a wholesome community of people that are there to truly love on one another. And I want to invite you to join us there. I think that it now more than ever, it's important to be surrounding ourselves with the right people, to be seeking the knowledge we need to do all the things that we need to do for ourselves, and to be surrounded by prayerful people, people that are going to encourage us and lift us and support us as we walk out this upside down, sideways, and a bit confused, a lot confused world that we live in. And you can do so by going to mountainwomanradio.com/community. And I'd also like to invite you to join the faith-led side of things as well, faithledhealing.com/community. Over the next 2 weeks, we will be opening the doors for the new community space. And I want you guys to be the first to know. So take time today and join our current community so that you can be a part of our transition and also a part of the great opportunities that will be available to you. God is opening doors for me, and in turn, I am enabling God to open doors for you guys as well. We need to be seeking the knowledge. We need to be seeking the right people. And one of the greatest messages I've been sharing on my faith-led side of things is the importance of being you. Finding peace in who God created you to be and surrounding yourself with people that nurture that. It's also important not to care what other people think. So often, as I said, we're walking through this life trying to people-please our way into places to feel comfortable, and we never feel that. The comfort comes from seeking God. He is our peace. He is our comfort. And the freedom comes from being who He has called us to be and being comfortable in ourselves and in with our gifts that He has given us, and being comfortable with the people that we surround ourselves with and not just seeking things in the wrong places. And I see so many people doing that today. Comfort and joy, happiness and peace, it all comes from Papa. So pull into Him, be prayerful to Him, asking Him to guide you to the right people in your communities, locally, and prayerfully, you know, go to Him regarding our communities as well. But you have an open invitation. We would love to have you join. We would love to have you be a part of things. We would love to be able to pray for you, support you, and you can join hands and walk out life together. It's so much nicer when we have the support that we need in this life to thrive and excel and shine. And that's what I'm trying to provide in our communities, is that space for people. So our community is totally outside of all social media. I have total control of the area, which enables me to share from my heart, to share frankly in regard to things that are going on in our world. And I don't have to worry about being censored, and I don't have to worry about my videos being removed. And that's important to me. We need to be able to really talk about the things that are happening in our world without all the keyboard cowboys and the anger invoked individuals and the videos going away in a day. So come join us in a wholesome environment. Again, it's mountainwomanradio.com/community and faithledhealing.com/community. Today was short and sweet, but I look forward to seeing you next week. We're going to talk more about all kinds of things that are going on in our world and that are important for you to know about. And I look forward to seeing you in the community. Take care, have an awesome day, and God bless.